Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 6, 2026. Let's dive into today's top Tesla stories. In autonomous driving news, April 2026 marks a pivotal milestone. Tesla has officially begun producing Cybercab units at Gigafactory Texas. The company is making its transition from an electric vehicle manufacturer to a global AI and robotics network. Initial Cybercabs will launch in Tesla's corporate-owned ride-hailing fleet, competing directly with Uber and Waymo. A consumer version priced under $30,000 is expected next year. Two Cybercabs were recently spotted testing in Santa Clara, California, with Robotaxi validation equipment. Tesla plans a public beta of its ride-hailing app in select U.S. cities by late Q3 or early Q4 this year. In regulatory news, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has officially closed its investigation into Tesla's Actually Smart Summon feature, a significant win for the company. The probe covered roughly 2.59 million Tesla vehicles and identified 159 incidents, all involving only minor property damage with no injuries or fatalities. Tesla's 6 over-the-air software updates were deemed sufficient, and no recall was issued. On pricing, Tesla has raised prices on all remaining new and demo Model S and Model X vehicles by approximately $15,000 following the end of production. The Model S AWD now starts at $109,990, the Model S Plaid at $124,900, the Model X AWD at $114,900, and the Model X Plaid at $129,900. Looking at the numbers, Tesla reclaimed its position as the world's top seller of battery electric vehicles in Q1 2026, delivering 358,023 units and surpassing BYD. That's a 6.3% year-over-year increase. However, the company fell short of market expectations for the second consecutive quarter, with a significant inventory buildup of over 50,000 units, primarily in the Model 3 and Model Y lines. Sequentially, deliveries dropped 14.4% from Q4 2025. And finally, Elon Musk publicly dismissed reports of a $2 trillion SpaceX IPO valuation as quote-unquote BS, expressing frustration with inaccurate financial reporting. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.